Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Just remember, as long as God is still on his throne, and he has not abdicated the throne, and your faith is intact in him, everything's going to be all right. That all the stuff that you're going through is going to be all right. It's going to work for you rather than work against you. I call it fertilizer. I call it fertilizer, that all these things that are against us go into the being of who we are, and God changes it into fertilizer, to fertilize our hope, our life, our faith, our charity. Glory to the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. I tell you, we need to glorify God with our lips, with our heart. We need to glorify Jesus with our heart, with our lips. I tell you, we need to. Not because it makes God any better. It makes us be closer to God. Oh, praise is one way to get out of the doldrums. Praise, just to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I need you, Jesus. I need you, Lord. I'm looking at John 14, verse 18. I will not leave you orphaned. Many people have an orphaned spirit. Though poor me, I'm not like other people. I tell you, we are not left orphans. We have a heavenly Father. We have a Lord. His name is Jesus Christ. We have the Holy Spirit who dwells within the hearts of believers and who does miracles. I will not leave you orphaned. You are not an orphan. You have been ransomed by the blood of Jesus. You have been ransomed by the blood of Jesus. Say it. I have been ransomed by the blood of Jesus. That's real. That's real. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. How does he come to us? Through the word and through the sacrament, especially the Eucharist. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me. Why? Because he's going to his Father. He's going to ascend to the Father. But you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. Oh, yes. Our life is real. Today we celebrate the feast of Peter and Paul. And you know, they were both very interesting men. Peter, who couldn't fish on his own without asking Jesus for help. And Paul, who went to Rome to be killed because he believed in Jesus. Oh yes, how we need to know about Peter and Paul. In Peter, it said, we've fished all night and have caught nothing. And you know, if that's what the church is saying, maybe the church needs to get on our knees and say, Lord, we have fished all night and have caught nothing. We don't have any people coming to us. I tell you, it's time for us to find our knees and to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ as God. On that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Who dwells within you today? The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, people keep on raising their eyes to heaven when they pray. But I tell you, the only place we need to look is in our heart if we have given our lives to Jesus. For the Trinity dwells within our heart, and he is there. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. What commandment especially? That you love one another as I have loved you. Now read it again. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father. Do you love Jesus today? I love him. I love him a lot. I love him with all my heart. Because I love him, the Father loves me. Oh, yes. when you say you love Jesus, the Father loves you. How we need to know that. We need a Father. We need a Father. We've got a Heavenly Father who is great and awesome, who is wonderful. If you want to know the Father, look in the face of Jesus. He is the image of the invisible God, I tell you. And I will love them and reveal myself to them. Has God revealed himself to you? He promises to reveal himself to us through the power of the Holy Spirit, that we have a Father, that we have a Savior and a Lord, that we have a sanctifier. Oh yes, God dwells within his people. You do not have to go very far to look for God. If you belong to Christ, you just need to look right into your heart. If you belong to Christ, how do I belong to Christ? I give my life to you, Jesus. I surrender to you, Jesus. Cover me with the blood, Jesus. Be my Lord and my Savior, Jesus. I tell you how we need people to preach the gospel. Today, Ryan and Anthony are out preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. And they are doing such a wonderful job. You know why? Because the anointing of God is on them. The anointing of God is on them. And they do a wonderful job drawing people to Jesus. And you know what? They're not being told to shut the speaker up. No, they have the favor of God today as they preach the word of God, as they go out searching for people. You see, if the people don't come to us, we need to go to them. That's what the Good Shepherd does. If the people don't come to us, we need to go to them. Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? He reveals himself to us so that we can reveal him to the world. Excuse me. He reveals himself to us so that we can reveal him to the world. That's what Anthony and Ryan are doing today in one of the beaches. They are revealing, they have been clothed, and they have in their heart Jesus and the Father and the Spirit, and God revealed himself to them, and they're going out to reveal Jesus to people. Those who love me will keep my words. Do you love him? I love him. Will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to them and make our home within them. Here it is again. The home of God is in the heart of the believer. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwells within your heart. You need to get excited about that, not have an orphan spirit, say, poor me. I tell you, it's not poor me. It's glory to God. It's God, I love you. It's Jesus, you're wonderful. It's not poor me, I don't feel anything. It's not about feeling, it's about faith. It's about faith. And if you're not living by faith, you're living by fear. Oh yes, it's either faith or fear. Jesus wants you to know that he has conquered all the things that you're afraid of. Yes, he has conquered all the things that you're afraid of. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. Jesus only speaks what he hears the Father saying. He hears the Father saying thus and such, and he speaks thus and such. He hears the Father saying, if they keep my commandments, I will love them and make my home in them. The Father says this before Jesus. Jesus only tells you what the Father says. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. The Advocate, how we need a new anointing of the Holy Spirit. How I need a new anointing of the Holy Spirit. I cannot get along without a Holy Spirit anointing. I have to do these talks every day. And you know what? I need the anointing of the Spirit to speak to you so that you would turn your life over to Jesus. I told you before, whether you've been saved one day or for 80 years, the same thing God asks us of one day or 80 years, trust me, trust me, trust me. Do you trust the Lord? Do you trust the Lord? Is he worthy to be trusted? He certainly is. He is the Lord. Peace I leave you. My peace I give to you. What is this peace? It's shalom. 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 More than inner peace. It means good health. It means being wonderfully filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. It means not worrying about our finances. Shalom I give you. My shalom I give you. Oh, how I need the shalom of God every day. The peace of God. The peace of God. The peace of God. I do not give you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Here he says this again. We have a saying whether our hearts be troubled or not. It's either have a troubled heart or trust God. You can't do both. And I'm not talking about depression. That's another issue that doctors need to help you and prayer needs to help you. Let's continue. And do not let them be afraid. Let your hearts not be troubled and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away. And I am coming to you. He's going away where? Going back to his Father's house. He's going to heaven. I'm going away and I'm coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father. Because the Father is greater than I. What does that mean? We need to look at Philippians 2 to find out what that means. Though Jesus was in the form of God, he did not count himself equal to God, a thing to be grasped at. He didn't count himself equal to God, a thing to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Jesus, who is God, emptied himself and became a human being. He is both God and man. Yes, it is Jesus, both God and man, who saves us. It is Jesus, both God and man, who is as the sacrament in the tabernacle. It is Jesus who is God and man. I tell you, we need to know that Jesus, the Lord, loves us and that he has said to us, you'll rejoice that I'm going to the Father. Why? Because I'm going to give you something wonderful. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. Oh, gosh. The world does not know the Holy Spirit. The world does not know Jesus. The world does not know the Father. I tell you, we need the Holy Spirit. The other day I was preaching about the fire of God. I need the fire of God. What about you? Do you need the fire of God? I'm sure you do. Well, tell him, I need the fire of God, the fire of the Holy Spirit. John said, I baptize you with water, but the one coming after me will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. I need that fire. I need that fire. I want that fire so that I can preach the Word of God in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. And I tell you, sometimes it's inconvenient, but yet, as Jeremiah said, I decided not to speak any longer, but there was a burning in my bones. I couldn't help but to speak his word. Oh, how we need preachers who will go out and preach the word of God, whether they feel it or don't feel it. calling people to Christ, calling people to Christ. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He will magnify Jesus. Let's continue. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, the enemy. He has no power over me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Do you do what Jesus commands you to do? I'm going to tell you, I don't always do it. Sometimes the Lord says, don't take two cookies, and I take it anyway. Well, I'm not doing what the Lord's telling me. Does the Lord care about me? Yes, he cares about my weight so that I can preach the gospel as a healthy, holy man of God. Where does my holiness come from? I have no holiness of myself. My holiness comes from the Trinity who dwells within me, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's where our holiness comes from. And it's not that we look like a statue with our hands always folded. No, it's that we know who God is and that he dwells within us as a Trinity. The Holy Spirit reveals Jesus. He always reveals Jesus. Rise, let us go. Rise, let us be on our way. So he finishes the 14th chapter of John. Now we're going into the 15th chapter of John. The man of God. For 8 days in silence and with the spiritual director, he was meditating on the 15th chapter of John. I was amazed. I said, my gosh, I don't think I could do that. But you know what? He was a man of God meditating on the 15th chapter of St. John. Let's continue. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. I tell you, the apostles knew what a vine was. And Italians do too. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. Who waters the vine? The Father. Who fertilizes the vine? The Father. Jesus is the true vine. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. What is God looking for in our lives? That we bear fruit, and that our fruit would last. That's what he's looking for. And if we remain in the vine, branches in the vine, we will produce fruit, fruit that will last. And remember what it says in the book of Revelation, fruit was produced 12 times a year. How we need to produce 12 times a year, fruit every month, January to December, fruit every month. In the name of Jesus, every branch that bears fruit, he prunes and makes it bear more fruit. I don't know if you know anything about plants, but if it's getting too full, what you need to do is to cut it back so that it'll become even more full or fuller. Oh yes, how we need to know that he takes us and cuts off the branches so that we would bear more fruit. It's all about people. It's not talking about bananas, not talking about oranges, not talking about apples. He's talking about people. Bear fruit. And what does the fruit need to do? Give their lives to Jesus. Oh yeah, somebody came up to me just yesterday at St. John's in Quincy and said to me, you know, I want to thank you for your broadcast. It has helped me in so many ways. I have no idea that you're listening, but I'm speaking to you today. I'm speaking to you today. I don't think that I'm speaking to multitudes. I'm speaking to you today, that you would know that you're not an orphan, that you would know that Christ lives in you, the hope of glory, that you would know that God wants you to bear fruit. You are already cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you, and also by the blood. Abide in me as I abide in you. Abide in me. Stay in me. Don't be far from me. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Oh yes, how we need to abide in the Lord Jesus Christ. How we need to abide in the Lord Jesus Christ so that we would produce fruit 12 times a year. Yes, that is the goal, to produce fruit 12 times a year. That is the goal, in the name of Jesus. I am the vine. You are the branches. You're a branch. And are you connected to the vine? You're a branch. And what's God looking for from you? Fruit, 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 12 times a year. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. If you abide in Jesus, you will bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, I know that is real. I know that is real. Apart from Jesus, I can do nothing, even dress myself. Oh, yes. Apart from Jesus, I can't do anything that would touch the kingdom of God, that would have to do with the kingdom of God, that would have to do with bringing people to Jesus and Jesus to people. Apart from the Lord, I can do absolutely nothing. What about you? What about you? Are you abiding in the vine? Are you abiding in the vine? Are you a branch that abides in the vine so that you will produce fruit? Get that orphan spirit out of you. You don't need it. You are not an orphan. You've got the Blessed Trinity dwelling within yourself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God only knows what he wants to do through you. You say, but I'm so weak. Well, when you're so weak, then you're so strong. That's what the Bible says. I'm so weak. Now, I'm not talking about weakness. I'm talking about power. I have more power in me because I am so weak. God only knows that. Poor Peter couldn't even fish for himself. He needed Jesus to fish with him. He was poor. We have toiled all night and have caught nothing. But at your word, I will go out into the deep. And he's thinking, I'm never going to catch any fish. I'm a fisherman. He's a carpenter. And they bring in a big shoal of fish. And you know what Peter says? Depart from me, for I am a sinful man. That was his conversion. It was his conversion that he knew that he couldn't do anything without the Lord Jesus Christ. So what do I want to leave you with today? You do not need to be an orphan or have an orphan spirit. You are called to abide in the Lord and so produce much fruit. That's what you were called to do. To abide in the Lord so that you can produce much fruit. As a branch abides in the vine, you would produce much fruit. And the fruit we produce are people in the kingdom, bringing them into the kingdom by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, we call this ordinary time, but there's nothing ordinary about ordinary time, because we are living in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit. We can call it ordinary, but it's not ordinary at all. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I take authority in the name of Jesus over the orphan spirits that people have, and I command them to leave, and I bind them to the cross of Jesus Christ by the power of the blood and by the power of the resurrection. Cough it out now. Cough out that spirit that says, I am an orphan. No, you're not an orphan. You're a child of God. A child of God. A child of God. God bless you.